Welcome to the Primal Life Podcast. My name is Ian Primal Talbert. I'm the owner over at MaskTactical.com and creator of the Warrior Tribe and the Primal Method. And on this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you my thoughts on warrior culture, mindset, survival, and all things preparedness. If it's related to being a prepared or optimized individual, it will be talked about on this show. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. The Primal Hour is now officially going to be called the Primal Life Podcast. Although none of our episodes have been an hour thus far, I felt that the name Primal Hour demanded me to pump out episodes that are as close to an hour as I can make them. However, to plan an episode that's going to be that long does take a fair bit of time. And, you know, I feel that because of the idea of episodes being an hour or as close to that as I can make them, it causes me to overlook a lot of good content pieces that I could be putting out for you guys. And I don't want to just cram, you know, 10 topics into an hour either. So at this point, I'm rebranding it as Primal Life, just like my vlog. And instead of waiting for something, you know, to get put together that can be really long, I'm just going to pump out content. And, you know, I'll certainly keep pushing to make these episodes as long form as I can. But now I'll also be able to pump out stuff that's anywhere from 3 minutes to 15 minutes and beyond. And I won't feel like a failure because it didn't end up being super long. So at this point, guys, expect some fire podcasts. With this format, I'll be able to do them much more consistently for you guys. And, you know, now that the command center is fully built, we finished it out here recently. And, you know, I got 48 acoustic panels up on the walls now. So the audio should sound a little bit better for you guys. So I'm very excited to start bringing you guys podcasts on a much more consistent level. Today, I'm just going to leave you with a quick bit of warrior wisdom, and I'm going to tell you about a story about fighting. And, you know, so look, guys, about 7 years ago, I just fucking snapped. You know, I was sick and tired of just existing. I was sick of my body. I was sick of my mind. At the end of the day, I was just sick of me. And, you know, I was pathetic in comparison to the vision that I had had for myself growing up as a kid. We've all got these ideas, you know, growing up as kids of what we want to look like in the future, what we want to be like, the things we want to do. And, you know, so I was just straight up pathetic in comparison to, you know, the visions that I had had for myself as a kid. So what happened? What exactly snapped? Why did it take so long? And why now? Why all of a sudden did I start making these changes? You know, so after a while, all of the, you know, the negative aspects of life had began to weigh me down. One after another, shit just kept building and building and building until, you know, it weighed so much that I couldn't breathe. It's kind of like rolling in jiu-jitsu when someone sinks in a deep rear naked choke on you, and you have two choices at that point. You can fight like a savage, or you can go to sleep. So relate that to my life at the time, and the choice became either, you know, change my perspective or die. And dying seemed like an unpleasant experience, so I chose to change my perspective. So why did it take so long? The short answer is that it's just part of life. Some people are born with the right mindset, but the majority of us have to experience some shit before we wake up, right? Some of us never wake up. In my case, it took about 20 years before I became woke, right? You know, everyone has a different weight limit, guys. This is what it comes down to. Everybody has a different weight limit. Everyone has a max bench press when it comes to putting up with life's bullshit. And one day you will add one too many plates on that bar, my friend. For me, that pressure came from being completely broke and broken. I had shitty health. I was fat as hell. I had just quit my job due to stress. I was, you know, only thinking negative thoughts. I was always complaining. I never had energy. And it was all because of one flaw in my perspective. And that's that I was completely overlooking the fact that I had had the choice to feel or be any different. I was in reaction mode to everything in life. I waited for life to happen and I just responded to it. And I think that that's how, you know, a lot of you guys listening to this might resonate with this story. And that's why I wanted to tell it to you. You know, I was just living in reaction mode to everything. I waited for life to happen and I responded to it. The problem with that mentality is that it consumes you with doubt. And doubt and action cannot exist in the same space. I'm going to say that again. Pay close attention to what I'm saying here. The problem with that mentality is that it consumes you with doubt. And doubt and action cannot exist in the same space. The more you take action in life, the less room doubt has to exist. And if you take enough action, you can remove doubt entirely. Let me break this down for you. You see, our brain is like a duplex. Bear with me here. Your brain is like a duplex. You're renting one half, and doubt is renting the other. If you work hard enough now and take enough action, you'll eventually get to a point when you can take less action and enjoy, you know, enjoy your life because you've generated enough success that you just straight up buy the duplex and convert it into one space for you. Let me say that one more time. If you work hard enough now and you take enough action now, you'll eventually get to a point when you can take less action and enjoy life because you've generated enough success that you just buy the duplex and convert it into one space for you. Effectively kicking doubt's bitch ass out on the street to be homeless where, you know, he or she belongs. So, you know, but you have to take so much action that it leaves you with no idle time. Idle time is when doubt comes over to Netflix and chill, right? Like anytime that you're stagnant, anytime that you're sitting around and you're giving your mind time to start thinking, that's giving it time to start doubting. So, you know, I'm on the road, guys. I've still got much to do. I've got much to accomplish at this point. You know, I've still got a long way to go. But for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years now, I have been head down taking as much action as I can to get me where I'm going. It's been a grind, and it might take me another 5 years. It might take me another 10 years, whatever the case. It doesn't matter. If it does, that's okay because, you know, doubt no longer exists in my life, and a life without doubt has less stress and is more enjoyable. What I am doing right now is fulfilling. What I did before I snapped was like being, it felt like I was being waterboarded. You know, so if you're just plain stuck in life like I used to be, I want you guys to ask yourself right now, how much more weight can you take? Remember, like I said, you know, we've all got a weight limit. We've all got a max bench press, and you're eventually going to hit that limit. You're eventually going to stack one too many fucking plates on that bar. And, you know, when you hit that, what's going to happen to you? So how much more weight can you take? You might be a beast, but everyone has a weight limit. Everyone has a weight limit. And when you hit yours, you'll have to make the choice. Are you going to fight like a savage? Or are you going to go to sleep? That's it for today, my friends. Look, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you subscribe to this and, you know, check us out anywhere else on the web, on our social media pages. Also, be sure to check out our alliance partners, 3B Gear, Spartan Armor Systems, Stanford Outdoor Supplies, the Survival Outpost. You know, we also recently just signed on TruSpec. Really excited to bring that to the table. TruSpec is a really big company in the industry, and I'm really happy to be partnered with such an icon in this industry. Be sure to check the, you know, links in the show notes and everything for some discount codes to all of these guys, and be sure to go show them some love. And as always, guys, we'll catch you in the next episode. Peace out.